Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour, aka Too Intense. We haven't fully finalized the rebrand. My name is Young God, and on the other side of the camera, you have Spectrum, the originator. All right, so you heard about this fitness influencer who started a female-only gym, right? Mm-hmm. Now getting backlash because she said female-only, but we're talking about real females, the biological ones. She got backlash because when she first started, you know, talking about creating this gym, she said everyone's welcome, every woman's welcome, including trans. But mm-hmm. now she's backtracking, stating
she said
no Transformers, no Autobots. You know,
yeah, I saw the story and I read it, and I'm gonna be honest with you, what I'm about to say might get us canceled, but I don't care. I believe, or at least I feel like, women have a stupid level of compassion. Let me explain. How is it that they allow men who are dressing up as women to take their privilege?
He may look like me, but the views he's sharing are not mine and are his own.
Our views. This is so absurd to me. So she creates a safe space for women, because have you seen the video clips of those creepy dudes walking up to women at the gym and like just like bizarre things, right?
Hold on.
Go ahead. So then this woman says, you know what? I'm going to create an exclusive place, an exclusive gym for women only. Sure, at first she was yapping her mouth about it's all inclusive. But then once she changed her mind that it's only for women, that should be okay. Because trans women are not women.
Trans women.
Now, These fucking real women got fucking tricked or gaslit into thinking that we need to accept them. Accept them for what? Everybody deals with their own issues. Everybody deals with hatred. So your group is not like special that, oh my God, because people hate on trans people, we need to be included in everything. When I read that story, that shit pissed me off. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, yo.
Anyways, I'm done.
Just because you accidentally made out with a trans doesn't mean you have to take out your frustration.
This motherfucker.
Using this story.
I ain't never been out with no goddamn trans by accident. That's you, nigga. Weren't you the one who sent us a picture in the group chat like, hey, this a guy or a girl?
Yeah, and then we have to tell you that this a guy. As hell in Valencia.
We had to tell you that it was a guy. So
I had to make sure. I was drunk. I was like, I don't trust myself to be able to tell this shit. So I was like, let me send these niggas a picture.
But you still made out with him.
I did not kiss no stranger. Hell nah, nigga.
You still made out with a him, her. With a him, she.
It was a Hershey. It was a Hershey chocolate. going back to what you were saying, maybe I'm just ignorant and I don't know much about that world, but women harassment at the gym, is that really an issue? Is it such an issue that women require their own gym? From the videos I've seen online, it's just women.
I'm not saying, I don't know if it's an issue or not. That's not what I'm speaking to. I'm saying,
I was just asking.
As a woman, she felt the need to like, you know what? I'm going to make a space like a gym that's only for women, which is understandable. Because guys would never do that, because we go to the gym to look at bitches. But like,
no,
I
don't
understand
for
women.
Yourself. You fucking creep. You're the man. You're the reason why she built this gym. Don't say guys
especially,
go to the gym.
Especially since I have lazy eyes. So like my eyes be looking everywhere at the gym. Like, whoop, ass, titties, ass, and shit like that.
Hey, but, yo, don't speak for all men out there. Talking about guys go to the gym. No, nigga, we go to the gym to work out, to look good.
Yeah, we don't care about women at the gym. We just go for our own biceps.
But let's be honest here. She built the gym. It got popular. And now she was like, you know what? I agree with your
I think she got bold because Trump got into power. If it was Sleepy Joe still in power, she would not have been like, you know what?
I agree with your take that people are allowed to change their minds. That's perfectly fine.
That wasn't my take.
You said she allowed to change her mind. That was part of your take. Like, she built it. Oh, yeah, she promised to stay, and she changed her mind. Like, I agree. Like,
yeah, you're right.
She's allowed to change her mind. Mm-hmm. My issue is, why anyone who's upset at this have to ask themselves, would they be comfortable sharing a bathroom with a trans woman? If the answer is no, then you can't be mad at it.
All of these people are virtual signaling, and they're gonna say, I don't have a problem with that. Those are the same bitches who would, if they were in the woods, they would rather run into a bear than a fucking man, but then they have no problem sharing a bathroom with a trans woman. That makes no fucking sense to me.
You know, this whole trans thing falls apart when you think about men privilege, right? Because a man who transitions into a woman, right, a trans woman, when they transition, the only thing that gets cut is their penis, not their wages. That's right. They're still owning this. They're still earning the same wage as a regular man, right?
Are they?
But you don't transition and lose your money. You don't just go, that's I'm a right. woman now, and now you get to you can give birth. You earn as much as a man. Supposedly, men get paid
that's
more.
That's right. Right? Because they still don't get period, so they still have to show up to work.
Period, yo.
Uh-huh.
Once you transition, you don't suddenly start going to an OBGYN.
Correct.
You don't get cervical? You don't get cervical cancer? What's it?
I have to give it to men. Men essentially took away women's privilege or start to use women privilege. They're fucking smart.
What?
You know what? Okay. I respect you trans weirdos. I'm sorry.
Oh, not weirdos. But you see how men transition to women mm-hmm. to gain women mm-hmm. privilege. What mm-hmm. would you do to gain some other type of privilege? Like what type of privilege, what other privilege would be so worth it to you that you would do something extreme like cutting off your dick?
Well, niggas have been bleaching their skins forever trying to get white privilege. That didn't work out too well for them because they forgot about the fucking nose.
They forgot about the nose, forgot about the lips. Michael Jackson did it. But he looked like a freak in the end.
But he did get some white privilege because he became the king of pop. And they never crown a nigga king unless he's playing basketball or some shit.
No, king of pop, that's his black side that won that shit.
Yeah, but he was exalted as the guy. He was higher than Elvis Presley.
His race, it's because he was good at what he do. You know black people got souls. But anyway.
And he was white. And ain't no other nigga who would have had that title. You think if he had stayed black with that big ass nose and the afro and all that shit that he had when he was in Jackson 5, you think he would be such... Nigga, Prince is fucking like barely black. Have you seen his skin?
That's because he bleached too, I guess.
And then his hair is not nigga hair. Like this is what I'm saying. You know what? This brings me up. Who was the last truly black motherfucker artist? Sorry.
What the hell?
Who kept all their black features and was like the biggest global sensation? Because he's not a global sensation.
Oh yeah! Now we're going back on this.
The song is. Uh-huh. He's not a global sensation. Drake is a global sensation. Mm-hmm. But that motherfucker mixed.
How we go from trans to black? Do you think black persecution is just ADHD. As bad as trans persecution, or do you think trans are persecuted more than black people?
Trans are not being persecuted. They're making up stories.
Oh,
don't nobody give a fuck about the trans person. Like I've seen, I've been to Walmart and those trans people are walking around, right? Nobody bats them. Not like they might look to us like, oh my god, like this motherfucker looks weird. But nobody says, hey, you need to get out. Like I've never seen it. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but they're a small minority. Like nobody gives a fuck about trans people, bro.
Or you mean like, okay, let's rephrase the language here. You mean they don't get harassed strictly for being trans on a regular?
Yeah. Nobody I'm sure from time to time some asshole says some shit, right?
But with anybody. Only,
right, an asshole will be an asshole to a regular person. Mm-hmm. No regular person starts talking to a trans like, no regular person harasses a trans person. It's just so mind-boggling to me that we're giving those people so much power. These are men cosplaying as women, like taking advantage of women privilege.
You keep saying cosplaying as women.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Did any woman says, oh, happy Women's Day to a trans person this past weekend? Because I think, when was it? Last week, it was Women's Day.
What you're saying is, just like Michael Jackson, just because Michael Jackson bleached his skin, got no surgery,
he's still a nigga.
You don't call still him a nigga. White.
Exactly.
Right? So
correct. He's not a white man.
Trans women are, I guess, trans women has their own classification, which is the trans.
Trans part, women, trans correct.
Women. They're not yes. women. They're just trans correct. Women.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Don't fall for, okay, you know what? I'm going to be clear with y'all, okay? Do not fall for the gaslight. Do not fall for it. They're fucking up with your mind. You're looking at a trans woman. That's a trans woman. Don't ever accept a trans woman as a woman, because if you do that,
yo, those you are hateful words.
No, they're not. You are taking power from real women. If you recognize a man dressed up as a woman, and you're calling them as a woman?
What makes a real woman?
You are screwing over real women.
Hey. What makes a real woman?
Biology.
Biology makes up a real human. What if I get to
woman.
Take hormones and whatever pill the doctor prescribes?
Okay, let's qualify it with natural biology.
Natural biology?
Yes.
What does that mean? You were born a woman, you are a woman?
With no alteration, yes. If you were born a motherfucking woman, you're a woman. Because you know what's crazy to me? Nobody says, oh, this hermaphrodite or whatever the fuck it is a woman or a man. Like, they're like, no, that's a Hermie. So that's now, why is it that trans people have to be qualified as a woman? That makes no sense to me. How about you're this? A trans person.
I'll say this. I feel like we're not qualified to speak on what people go through. So if a man, I can imagine in the world of so many possibilities, right? Of so many different possibilities, of different amalgamations of states of being, right? I can understand how someone could be born with the wrong brain makeup and feel like they're women, right? I agree with you. That doesn't make them women. I feel like your physical form makes you that, because that's how you identify people. You identify people
correct.
Based on their physical characteristics, right? Mm-hmm. That's a dog because it has four legs, it has a snout, it has a blah, 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 right? The dog looks like a dog and is a dog, right? A man, same thing. A man usually has these bigger physical features than a woman. Right? They have bigger wrists, bigger arms, whatever, right? Yes, they come in smaller sizes as well. But for the most part, they're just built like, you know, a certain way compared to women. And women have their own features as well. Their voice sounds, you know, whatever, right? So I can agree that someone born in a man's body, right? You should be able to consider them a man, even though they feel otherwise. What I feel about you shouldn't dictate.
Because it's a slippery slope. It is a slippery slope.
Like how I think about you. So pretty much, if I don't consider you a woman, it doesn't dictate that you're not a woman. You could still feel like you're a woman. It's all subjective. If a trans person thinks they're this, their sex is this, sure, go ahead. Believe what you want. But don't put your subjectivity, don't force that on me, because I have my own and I don't have to accept your correct. Thing. So the subjectivity needs to stay within.
Don't
the
get gaslit. Is that simple?
Each of our subjectivity needs to stay within the subject, with the subject, which is us. We each have our own perspective, and that's that. I ain't gonna beat you. I ain't gonna slap you. I ain't gonna kill you for
whatever. Don't nobody give a. The most like the few times that I've heard of like some transgender crime is when a trans person does not tell the man that they're with that they're trans, and then they kiss and they do all that shit, and then comes to find out that that's a trans person, then that's the fucking problem. Itself is despicable.
Some of the reactions to like those things to me are too extreme. If you got with a trans and then it's like, oh, by the way, I'm trans, and you just proceed to just beating the shit out of them, to me, that's not right. As much as
I don't think it's right, but I understand it.
I mean, I understand human nature, but I still don't think like it's something anyone should do.
It's not right, but I understand it. Like, why don't we condemn the person who's lying about their sex? Why don't we condemn them? But like, we want to condemn the people like who reacts to fucking such deceit. That's insane.
To me, like, the deception from the trans person doesn't merit physical
harm. I understand. I don't agree with the violence, but the truth of the matter is we never condemn the person who fucking lied, but we condemn the person reacting to the lie.
I think it's common that they get condemned. The people who lie gets condemned. It's just the reaction to that deception is not the physical reaction to that deception, to me, is what...
Now, let's step it up a notch, right? Let's say someone has HIV AIDS and they fuck you, and then but they never told you that they had it. And then, because I know it's not the same thing, but it's not
the same at all. So
would you beat their ass?
It's not the same thing at all, bitch. I'm gonna choose not to beat their ass because it's a false equivalent.
I understand. That's just where my mind went. You know what I also realized? I think maybe trans people are actually what they say they are. Because let's think about this. I've only seen trans women whining about shit. Mm-hmm. That means they truly embody what a woman is. Because I've never seen a trans man whine about fucking their trans shit.
So trans women are real women now.
Yes, because they whine like bitches. And then trans men do not whine because men do not whine. So you know what? You guys are right.
Okay? Men whine too?
You guys are right. I never seen a trans man, like a woman who transitioned to a man, be like,
we're not being accepted. First 5 minutes of the podcast whining about trans fucking women.
You're onto something. That means I'm actually trans.
You're a trans woman.
Yes.
You have long hair. You know, men don't have long hair. You have long hair.
Long hair don't care, baby. Right?
You ugly, like these trans women.
You have long hair too, bitch.
Okay, but I'm not ugly.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If you're long hair and you're ugly, you're a trans woman.
You're right.
You know. I think if trans women were more attractive, they'll be more accepted.
You're right.
If trans women were finer, they'll be more accepted. It's just the juxtaposition. It's like someone who's like almost there but not fully there. That shit pisses you off. You're like, damn, you could have been a man or you could have been a woman.
But I have seen a fine trans woman though.
Yeah, in the fucking show, with their existence.
In the fucking show, I have no problem with trans people. I have a problem with the gaslighting. Like that's insane. But the most fine kind of transition trans woman that I've seen was that girl in the show called Baby Reindeer. Did you ever watch it on Netflix?
Never watched it.
There's a trans in there, and I'm like, huh? Like, I know it's a nigga, but she looks cute. Like face-wise, stuff like that, but she wasn't hot. Like, huh? She did not have a body. Hell no. She didn't have a body. I'm like, oh, she looks good. Like, her hair, her whatever. Smash.
Does that make you gay?
I would not. It looks like a woman.
So you're saying you find a woman attractive?
Yes, I found a woman attractive. The only thing that was off... She had a square jaw, which I'm like, ugh, that's the only thing that threw it off.
So that means if you find her attractive and you're attracted to women, that means you see her as a woman, therefore she's a woman.
Yeah, she can look like a woman. It does not make her a woman.
We're talking about the biological makeup making her a woman.
Correct.
Okay, so what if...
She wasn't born a woman. She's not a woman.
What if she was born a woman but turned into a dude and she tries to kiss you and you say, ew, would that make you gay?
If she doesn't look like a woman, then no. Like the fuck,
this is what I'm saying. If a woman is born a woman, but transitioned to look like a guy, right? And this transition individual, this trans man, tries to make out with you and you go, ew, right? You're rejecting a woman. Wouldn't that make you gay?
I'm not rejecting a woman. I'm rejecting a woman-looking man.
A man-looking woman.
Would you make out with a girl who has mustache?
I kiss my mom all the time.
Shut the fuck up. If a girl has too much arm hair, bitch, that turns me off.
You're just homophobic. You should embrace that.
I'm not homophobic. I just like feminine looking bitches.
Hair is, there's nothing masculine about hair.
I don't know. Like some.
As
like,
a matter of fact,
the it lack turns of me hair, off. But like I don't mind it as much. But like if you have a bunch of hair on your arm, like ugh, that's kind
of
weird.
As a matter of fact, the lack of hair is the most masculine. Niggas go bald all the time.
How's that masculine?
Because a lot of men are bald.
So having hair on your arm is feminine?
I said lack of hair is masculine. So if you wanted to shave your arm, you're turning it into a nigga.
Your thing is so convoluted, it's not making sense.
I made perfect sense. Either that or you're a pedo.
You don't want to talk about you want fucking hairless people.
You said you want hairless bitches.
On their fucking arms, nigga. What the fuck?
And their coochie, I bet.
I never said nothing about no coochie.
Do you want hairless the coochie hairy or not?
Everybody likes a little bald pussy because I eat pussy. I'm not going to go there and fucking come out with a fucking bigger beard. That's not hairy pussy? I have in my youth.
But it's so useful because the hair you could use as floss.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Well, you eat it and it just gets your...
Sir, keep that shit for the stage, okay?
What are you talking? That nasty ass shit. What's so wrong about eating hairy pussy? It's functional.
Oh God.
It's functional
because
too.
It's nasty.
It could serve as a toothbrush like that. If she has coarse hair, it serves like a Brillo pad. I could brush her teeth.
Ugh.
While you're eating that pussy, that shit cleans up.
I will cough up a hairball.
Okay, then now you're the pussy then. Get it?
Ah, that was so funny.
Anyway, yeah. This episode has jumped the shark. For the thousands of you who listen on your podcast app, please.
It's million.
It's thousands.
We are the fifth most downloaded podcast. I don't know how this keeps happening, but we're the fifth most downloaded podcast in the world.
Not yet. We're not. But
we
all of you who downloads, like the thousands and 2,000 of you every week who fucking downloads our shit, check out the links in the description and go follow us so we could have an idea of what our audience is like, okay? All right.
Don't follow me, though, because I'm going to piss y'all off. So don't follow me.
Because he's a bigot, he's a Trump supporter, and he hates
I don't
Jasmine
support
Crockett.
No fuck that hoe. I don't support no politician. They're all fucking jokes.
Okay. Well.
Oh wait, I have to be careful with what I say because niggas are getting deported now for protesting and doing whatever.
I mean, you have a citizenship.
The president
right?
Doesn't like.
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but the nigga had a green card and he got deported for supporting terrorism.
Yeah, green means go, right? A green traffic light means go. So green card, you get to go home.
Back. Yeah, you right. Green go home.
Literally, gringo. You're a gringo.
Green go home. That's
get
right. But anyways,
out of there. Anyway, yo.
We got to go now. Bye,
it's
guys.
Our time.